Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 289. Today's topic is the mucosa of the uterine cervix. As the name implies, the cervix means the neck of the uterus, or we can say it forms the lower end of the uterus. But remember what we learned earlier, that the uterus and the fallopian tubes consist of intestinal cylinder epithelium that originates from the endoderm and controlled from the brainstem. Here we are discussing only about the cervix mucosa consisting of squamous epithelium originated from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. This inner lining of the cervix or the mucous membrane of the cervix secretes fluids, mainly water, to moisten the cervical canal, the orifice of which opens into the top end of the vagina, allowing sperms and menstrual fluid to move through. The cervix is surrounded by a cylinder-shaped muscular structure, and the orifice of the uterus is surrounded by a specialized muscular structure called the cervical sphincter, which we will study in detail later. Coming back to the cervix mucosa, you will understand that it is an important organ due to several reasons. For example, the brain control center of the cervix mucosa is located in the left insula part of the temporal lobe. Insula is the deep point in the cerebral cortex where all the four cerebral cortices exactly meet. They are the premotor sensory cortex, motor cortex, sensory cortex, and the post-sensory cortex. Another peculiar point to be noted is that the cervix mucosa and the coronary veins share the same brain relay in the left insula part of the left temporal lobe, and therefore the same biological conflict. Now let us move on to understand the biological conflict linked to the mucosa of the cervix uteri. This is the most important portion of our today's session, and therefore please attend well. The biological conflict linked to the cervix mucosa is a sexual conflict or mating conflict. In biological terms, this can mean that the reproduction is at stake. There is another biological conflict linked to the same cervix mucosa, and that is a territory loss conflict. Whether the sexual conflict or the territory loss conflict is to be applied is determined by the person's gender, laterality, and hormone status. We will be considering both these conflicts very much in future while we will study the schizophrenic constellations, postmortal constellation, Casanova constellation, and the nympho constellation. Friends, let me confess one thing here. It took a longer time for me to really assimilate the biological conflicts linked to the cervix mucosa in right-handed and left-handed females and in females with normal hormone status and low estrogen status, etc. Before we explain further, we can compare the sexual conflict or mating conflict linked to the uterine cervix with the implantation conflict linked to the uterus and the fallopian tubes. Please continue to attend very well. In the discussion of the biological conflict of the cervix mucosa, we saw that it can be also a territorial loss conflict that can happen only in case of females who are hormonal wise males or females with low estrogen status. If we consider the mating conflict or sexual conflict in males, it can affect either their prostate if they are having normal hormone status or their coronary veins if they are having low testosterone status. Detailed discussion of the prostate gland and its biological conflicts is already done earlier. About the coronary veins and its biological special program, we will discuss later under the list of organs controlled from the cerebral cortex itself. Before we conclude today's discussion, let us try to fix the very important points in our minds once more. A right-handed female with a normal hormone status and with a sexual conflict will have her coronary veins and cervix affected. A left-handed female with normal hormone status and with a sexual conflict will have her coronary arteries affected. A right-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial loss conflict will have her coronary arteries affected. A left-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial loss conflict will have her coronary veins and cervix affected. If you have not understood the main points we discussed today, please listen again, because this understanding is not very easy and of course not insignificant too. What is happening with the left-handers must be thoroughly understood. In their case, the conflict is transferred to the opposite brain hemisphere. We can understand, in line with the evolutionary reasoning, that the territorial conflicts, sexual conflicts and separation conflicts are the primary conflict themes of organs derived from the ectoderm and controlled from the sensory, premotor sensory and post-sensory cortices. We will continue cervix uterine discussions again tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.